With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who's calling in? We hadn't heard from this guy in a long time, but Radical Russian is back on the train. He's calling a lot, and he was sharing his life with us.
I feel like maybe, you know what? We've never seen Joe and the Radical Russian in the same room. Ooh. What if Joe is the Radical Russian?
Oh, yes. I don't have a Russian accent. I can't do that.
You know what? You proved me wrong.
Yeah. Or is he just giving you such a bad Russian impression that you don't think it's him?
You're onto me.
Okay. Either way.
I sound like the Count.
That's not to say you sound like Count.
Yeah.
Wow, that is... Okay. Well,
I think Joe has to work on his accent a little bit.
Good morning, Radical Russian. Welcome back to the show. Well, you're getting to pick the topic. You're getting to guide the show. What's up?
You know, I was listening the other day, and I hear this your guys' conversation about the Marine ball and the Marine who take two dates to the ball.
Well, he took his girlfriend, and then he took a random woman that he met. It's not weird, but she takes pictures.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I am about to make it weird.
All right, congratulations.
Weirder than... Yeah. All right.
Well, okay, so, you know, in Russia, we have big balls, too, so, like...
And you cannot lie.
Okay, you got it, okay. So... Yeah. We don't call it prom, we call it the Dostnoye Veche, which is more like graduation party or graduation celebration.
You call it the what? The Bachmahishka? What?
Dostnoye Veche.
Oh, well, I guess that's a Russian word, which is why I don't understand it.
Those moments where I don't know, maybe he is Russian.
I like how you actually asked for clarification on a Russian word.
Yeah, well...
The Bachmahishka, BJ.
What does that translate to in English? Ball of the young frozen kids? What is it?
No, graduation celebration.
Oh, graduation celebration. The Bachmahishka.
Yeah.
Say it with me, BJ. The Bachmahishka.
The Bushnoi Ichge.
Okay, we try next time.
I tried.
So I go to, of course, my Bushnoi Ichge, and I have asked a girl to go with me about 3 months before celebration. I am a planner, you know? But sometimes plans get derailed, you know? So about a month after I ask this very pretty, very popular girl to go, I get a girlfriend. And I'm I am trying to figure out, you know, how am I going to do this? Well, eventually, the girlfriend, she kind of get a little bit crazy. And so I of course, was a stupid young man, so I didn't have the courage. I did not have the courage to tell her. I did not have the courage to tell her, you know, I am sorry. I want to go with the original date, and I don't want to be dating you anymore. So I leave her a letter. Okay, so I leave her a letter, and, well, she didn't get the letter before the prom, so she come to the prom, and, of course, she thinks she's my girlfriend. Okay. This, of course, and BJ with me dancing with pretty popular girl, right? And everything's going great until the girlfriend shows up, and she pours punch all over me, all over a brand new tuxedo. This was not the best situation, but you know what? I learned a good lesson. Do not take two girls to the Pusnoy Beach. Okay, do not take them to the prom.
That's the moral of the story right there. Do not take the girl to the Pusnoy Beach.
Is anyone else picturing like a white tuxedo?
Yeah. If you're getting punch thrown on you, it's immediately a white tuxedo.
Like, it is interesting to think, if the dude's not taking you to the prom, you have to show up, like meet him there. Something's wrong. You know, so something's amiss.
What if
he
doesn't drive?
But still, you could get driven there by somebody.
I didn't do the prom. I thought everyone would go in cahoots and you get a limo or something like that, right?
Or a
party bus.
Yeah, either you drive yourself or, like Steve said, you go together in some fashion, whether parents drop you off or whatever.
A party copter.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you imagine bringing all your dates and then all of them throwing wine on you while you're in the party copter?
I feel like Joe would definitely be a person who would rent a helicopter for prom.
Well, as long as Dad's credit card is available.
That's exactly why.
I don't know. Right now, though, he's under $1 million net worth. Yeah. Now's not the time, Joe.
Yesterday was the day. I was at $19 million yesterday. You get all the copters you want. Now I'm at 800. Nope. 800,000. I can't give you the copter.
Someone just texted in, speaking of Joe, the great Joe Genie. They want to know, is the great Joe Genie going to be accompanying Danny to emo night? And also, will Sarah be there? I'm planning on going tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes, I will be.
Nice.
Side stage next to Danny.
Are you going to do magic tricks?
Oh, my God. I wish.
Oh, are there emo-based magic tricks that would fit the theme? Like David Blaine or something?
You have a sad boy next to you who's crying, and you go, you go whoosh, whoosh, and then all of a sudden the tears are gone.
Yeah. Oh!
I love this idea.
Yeah, that's a great emo trick.
I go, whoosh, whoosh, and now all of a sudden that like weird part in their hair that's covering only one of their eyes is also now not covering any of their eyes.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Oh. Whoosh, whoosh.
It could be like those transition videos on TikTok where all of a sudden you're normal, and then boom, you're emo.
Look at this. But you do it IRL, buddy.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
And Sarah's not going to be there because she told us that she informed us that she is not going because she is not allowed to go because she doesn't want to get hurt before her bachelorette party.
It's so true.
Wait, she's not allowed to go before her bachelorette party?
She can't be. She cannot be. We're letting her have one day of drinking. Bad enough she's traveling to Miami for her bachelorette party, but yeah, she's under strict quarantine to not do anything to get hurt because, as you know, she fell down the stairs during Christmas, so we have to make sure she stays injury-free by the wedding day, so no drinking with Danny.
Yes, I am banning myself from going out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'll go out to like a dinner, maybe have just a few glasses of wine, but an emo night or a concert or a club, I am restricting myself.
You always hurt yourself doing the lamest stuff. It could be...
I really shouldn't be going downstairs right now either.
You could be at emo night getting wasted and having a great time and not get hurt, or you could be staying at home, not going to emo night, and you go upstairs to go to the refrigerator to get like a bag of celery. And then you trip and you break your ankle.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Steve, you forget who you're talking to. I haven't met anybody who has basically face planted so many times while drunk. She has injured herself so many times falling off her shoes while trashed.
I love that you guys are making it so that she has to stay away from getting wasted so that she can be safe when she goes out to go get wasted for her bachelorette party.
Well, I don't want her to do that either. I was against that.
You can't stop her for that.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, all right, I had to make the deal. I go, you get one bachelorette party, go to Miami, but you are not doing any... I told her I'm not going to the wedding. If you're injured at your wedding, I'm not coming.
I am very nervous for Miami. But I mean, I told... you know, I told all my girls and I told Danny and Joe, like, I can't go. And because, especially because J-Rubs and BJ will blame whoever I'm with.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will get blamed for
not
her getting drunk and falling over.
Right.
Not her.
Yes, you will.
See,
oh, no.
I told you. I told
Danny,
you.
She's a grown woman that can make grown women do choices.
Yeah, Danny, you.
Decisions and choices.
I'm a grown woman.
Make your choices.
Yeah. Now, Danny's a troll. Danny always gives people bad advice and feeds them the wrong thing.
He's been trying to convince me to go tomorrow, all week.
I said she didn't even have to drink. I said just come and enjoy the music till midnight and then head home.
And then you'll hand her drinks, Danny. We know you game by now.
DJing all night.
His hands are on the knobs.
Yes.
He can't do that. He's DJing Emo Night, which is where?
At Numos.
He can't. Now your son, on the other hand, might be handing her White Claws. I can't promise you that.
You know what, Steve? You're gonna give her away. I mean, this is your bright idea. I am. If she's injured, I'm telling you
now. You have to carry me down the aisle.
Doctor is going to give you away. Whoever the bloody expert surgeon that's got to fix you in your drunken, riddled, injured body.
I'll give you
that
away.
Person.
Don't put surgery out there. Okay, we don't want to get that intense.
I think about like there's times when when I was getting married, I still played hockey right before that, and I feel like if you worry about it, that's when the injuries happen. Yeah, I just keep living life, man.
Let me just tell you, I was not thinking or worried when I was just going down the stairs minding my own business during Christmas break.
Fair.
And then all of a sudden my elbow's still not the same.
Oh, did we talk about the fact that your genius drunk friend said, hey, why don't you come visit us during the sheet of ice time during Christmas? And they lived on a hill and they basically had to drag you up the hill in a sling just so y'all could get drunk together? Yeah, your friends and Danny are idiots. So, no.
Friends and Danny.
Oh, yeah.
They're idiots.
So I have to come down. So I have to be the voice of reason and go, look, if it happens, you're going to the wedding by yourself.
I really hope I don't injure myself in Miami, but I would much rather risk that than right now.
Right. Yeah, get to Miami first.
Exactly.
You don't want to be on a plane injured.
Mm. Correct.
Come home injured, a whole different thing.
I'm having a nice Vegas vacation. If Sarah's injured, she's just going to be at that wedding by herself, and I'm having a great vacation.
Oh, well, I'll be there for you.
We'll be there.
I don't know if the groom will still be there if I get injured in Miami.
J-Rubs and I will have a great time. We'll be golfing and gambling.
So J-Rubs is opposed to all of this?
Oh, yes. I mean, and he's already told me, like, he's going to blame my bridesmaids, too, if anything happens to me. And he's already like, you're not going to the club for the next, 2 months in Seattle, not doing anything.
See, now, I mean, I have a hard time going against what J-Rubs is saying, because he's so chill. For him to say that means something.
She's a mess. You've been with us for the years she's been on the show.
I debate the word mess. I don't know. I think she's
70% of her injuries have come from drinking.
I have full faith that she could go to Numos tomorrow night and not get injured.
But aren't you going out boozing today with all the radio people?
Yeah, she's going to like a dinner.
Yeah, but
there's
going to be alcohol.
It's happy hour.
What if you have to go to the bathroom and next thing you know, you get run over by like a rhinoceros or something? I don't know.
Well, luckily, Vicky's going to be there, so she'll just piggyback me
everywhere.
So now
you're getting lumped into this, Vicky, so you will get in trouble.
Oh, everyone who's out with me, if I get injured, they will get blamed.
Remember when I said I was going to pick you up today? Yeah, I'm not doing that now.
But you're going to be out in the wild today.
That's when Vicky resigned as my personal assistant because she said, part of my job was to make sure Sarah didn't get hurt, and I'm done.
Yeah. It's hard to keep me tamed. But at least if I don't put myself in scenarios where, you know, there's a stage I can hop on or there's a bar I can dance on.
Or there's a guy named Danny anywhere near. Yeah, you're right. I'm with you. So away from the Danny. Because your brother, unfortunately, also falls under Danny's spell and does stupid things when he's around Danny because Danny's stupid.
Mm. Yeah. And Joey will get blamed, too. So I'm just hoping.
You guys live in a bubble then.
That's what everyone's telling me.
I feel like tonight's a bad idea.
Tonight's a very bad idea, Steve. I'm with you.
Listen, I'm going to wear flats. I'm barely going to walk anywhere. Yeah. I'm going to stay in the booth.
We should get you a wheelchair and have someone wheel you around.
That's a great idea.
And a helmet.
Oh, man.
Yes.
A helmet.
Honestly,
okay.
I would put her in bubbles. I would love to put her in a wheelchair until her wedding.
Mm. Yeah, knee pads, you know, elbow pads.
Yeah, just basically bubble wrap you up.
But it's okay. I have faith, you guys.
Because on March 19th, you're somebody else's problem.
Oh, and then all the injuries can happen.
Oh, I don't care.
That's fine.
I don't care at all. You can be a paraplegic. I'll say, have a good day, buddy.
No.
Congratulations. Hope you have a great wedding.
Yeah, wish me luck, everyone, please. Yeah.
I have faith.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah, thank you, George Michael. I appreciate that. All right. Let's let that relate.
I would have preferred more of a Fred Durst, Limp Bizkit. Since they did a cover of that song. If you're gonna,
all right, I'll give you the Fred Durst.
One of the best covers of all time.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.